It's the review show post Chelsea. It's me, Neil, and Sean trying to pick the bones out of this one. Sean, you know what? For a League Cup midweek, everyone says they're not interested in it. I had quite a bit of fire and brimstone about it, I thought. It was a feisty affair. Everyone put out good players onto the... Well, both sides put up good players onto the pitch. And because of all that, it's a little bit deflating, but I think sort of maybe 12, 13 hours later, we're coming to terms with it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. If nothing else, I had to go and meet a few people at the opposite the Shankly Gates, which obviously are not in the original place that Shankly Gates were in. Mm-hmm. So I had to watch all the Chelsea fans coming out. So yeah, the most important thing is we're not Chelsea fans. there's a lot of people I don't want to be, and they're quite high up that list. To be fair, if we ever win at Stamford Bridge and start singing about Kerry Dixon on our way out, then we need to give up. Do you know what I mean? So I think, you know, if we win at United, I ain't singing about United players coming out of the away end. But that's probably one for one of your other shows, I guess. Like, so I enjoyed it. You know, I sort of enjoyed the build up to it, because how many games this year are we going to have that we haven't got the total pressure on? I was looking forward to seeing some of the players that we don't often get to see, and kind of my expectations were, I was interested to see what they did. I was interested to see what you can see, take from them ahead of Saturday. And really, I just wanted us to play well and for some of the fringe players or squad players to maybe make a bit of a stake for the first team. And I think if you'd have told me we would lose, I just didn't want to get hammered or embarrassed. And if we're going to lose, that's probably the way to do it, I suspect. And if you're going to win, then we've just got to make sure that those squad players do enough that we can just rest everyone. And I think if nothing else, it gives the manager a rest, which is something we always forget about, because with these games, even if you're going to have Salah on the bench, even if you're going to have Firmino on the bench, the day before the match, you can't do the same kind of training session you want to do. You can't do the same training session on that day. You've got a recovery session the next day. So I do actually think there's, as much as people say in the League Cup, you can put a different 11 out, it completely changes your week, it completely changes what you do with the squad, and it affects how much fitness work we can get into the players in non-Champions League weeks. So that is a silver lining that I don't think often gets discussed from going out now.